At Sopra Banking Software, we've been busy hustling away to bring super fresh, cool, and awesome innovation to the auto finance market. Our enterprise floor plan solution is still the best of its kind, but did you know you can now get SFP wholesale in a full and true software as a service solution delivered in a matter of weeks? And did you know you can manage your risk portfolio with no physical auditor? Drop by our website, soprabanking.com, to find out more.
Hello and welcome to an in-person podcast, the Auto Remarketing Podcast, live here at NADA Show. I'm here with Justin Davis of Backlot Cars. Justin, good to finally see you again in person.
Face to face.
Yeah.
We're back.
It's been a while, but yeah, aside just from being, you know, the joys of being in person again, what has been some of the main messaging here at Backlot Cars that you have for dealers as you're talking with them this week?
You know, a lot of dealers, they've known Backlot Cars for our ability to sell their wholesale trades 100% mm-hmm. online, and we've been able to continue to execute there. But a lot of the dealers have been asking us, like, hey, inventory's tight, there's a chip shortage, we need to buy, you know, what can you do? And, you know, now for the first time ever, we're actually allowing our new car stores to buy risk-free through Backlot Cars. So we've stood up a brand new program. We've also put about $1 million investment into our inspection to sort of provide a more risk-free buying experience for the dealers that need the inventory most. So I'm super excited because, again, you know, we've always been sort of one-dimensional, really just helping on the liquidation part, mm-hmm. and now have really bolstered our abilities.
So because you can't just go and build a used car. You can't just, you know, invent it in out of thin air. So how do you, when you have an inventory crisis like auto dealers have right now, and you guys kind of bring them with that proposition of, hey, we'll help you find cars, how do you, in a time of kind of short supply, how do you go and find that inventory for dealers to buy?
So, I mean, the tried and true is still, they're still unwanted trades.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what we've tried to do is partner with our dealers and also leverage the data that we have going through our platform mm-hmm. and saying, hey, look, if there's not a good opportunity here, you know, because we are a nationwide network now, we're able to better match you and give you some insights on maybe what the other markets are selling those vehicles
yeah.
for. So I think they're also being opportunistic. I think if people have the opportunity to make a wholesale profit, you know, which, you know, with the appreciating vehicle prices, they're taking that opportunity to do so. So we've tapped into those channels, and then we have a few other tests in exploring other channels as well.
So, I mean, it seems like it's just the, it is kind of just an opportunity for dealers, you know, even though supply is short with trade-in equity being what it is. I mean, I imagine they're getting a lot more consumer trades and not all of them they can take. So that kind of creates an opportunity for you guys.
That's right.
Yeah. And then, you know, as far as you mentioned, you know, a dealer who might have a car, unwanted trade that comes in, and you guys being a nationwide platform, you can help them kind of pinpoint what market it goes. So how do you determine, you know, a dealer who has an unwanted trade, how do you kind of figure out what market it might sell best in?
So we have machine learning models. I mean, that, number one, study the market data, you know, the market supply and demand. And so we have that. We also have matching algorithms on our site. And then we have also sort of leveraged our BI tool and have embedded this into our dealer's view. So that way they can actually see where the demand is.
Yeah.
I think before people talk about the demand and say, oh, well, I have this here. And what we've really done is leaned into the data that we've accumulated. Because after all, it's the dealer's data, and put it in front of them to show them, hey, here's where your cars are going. Here's where it is. So, you know, for example, a dealer in Houston, he's not just now selling in the Houston market, but he's seeing all the states he's
yeah.
reaching and then seeing where the eyeballs are. So we're doing this at the macro level, and then we're even drilling in and doing this on the micro level as well.
Well, you know, it's been a busy kind of, not only just first few months of 2022, but just the past couple years with more entrance into the digital wholesale space, and some of them are kind of a hybrids of retail and wholesale, with folks like Carvana, or I mean Car Gurus, kind of getting in there with CarOffer, and you know CDK launching a wholesale platform, and you know Cars.com buying AccuTrade. So the space is getting crowded. I mean, you know this, but how do you, as a one of the players that's been here a while now, how does Backlot Cars kind of distinguish itself as different, or you know the unique proposition that you guys offer?
So, I mean, this space has always had players in it.
Yeah.
Competition is always fierce. And so I think even from a young, scrappy startup, we have always tried to live by our mission and just making wholesale easy so dealers can be more successful. And so, again, sometimes you don't need to overstructure things and overcomplicate, but you just need to focus on doing the things that you said to the dealer and do them to the best of your ability. So, look, if we say, hey, we're going to sell your cars, we're going to take 100% of the risk, and we're going to sell your cars out of market and beat market value, just do that and show them that you're doing it, and then continue to rinse and repeat. Now, on the acquisition side, we're going in and saying, now you can buy risk-free on Backlot Cars. Now we just need to show them, hey, here's the opportunity. Hey, here's the market arbitrage. If you're buying in these markets, there's actually bigger spread in the book where you can actually now, you know, tap into that, buy risk-free through Backlot Cars. And so again, sometimes it's just keeping it simple. You know, also, as a technology company, we just have to continue to innovate. This is a set of hypothesis, test against it, and then you continue to iterate based on that. And then, of course, like what we're doing today, we're sort of talking to our dealers and listening. I mean, oftentimes they tell you what they want, and oftentimes a lot of companies say they're listening, but then they don't go out and execute. So again, it goes back to like really living by the mission of making wholesale easy so our dealers can be more successful.
So, you know, you mentioned the scrappy startup mentality that you had, and we talked offline about, you know, you and I met about at least six years ago back in San Francisco, you know, during an ADA show when you guys were just getting off the ground. So what, and now, you know, you're in a two-story booth here at NADA, a big company now. What do you think has changed about the company, about Backlot Cars, and what has kind of stayed the same, stayed kind of core to Backlot Cars?
So the partnership and you know, being a part of Car Global has been awesome.
Yeah.
More resources, more data. I mean, you know, we have really, really strong brands that we've been able to collaborate with, like AFC, that, again, have similar values and want to do best for the dealer. So I actually don't view it as anything that's really changed.
Mm-hmm.
We're still running as a young, scrappy startup. And, you know, Peter Kelly, as an entrepreneur, and, you know, there's a number of other entrepreneurs. I think they sort of respect that entrepreneurial spirit here and then want us to live by that.
Yeah.
So, you know, to be honest, it's been an amazing experience, and really not much has changed, except we now have a bigger platform to play on, and we have other sister companies that are living by the same mission as us, and we're really leaning into it together.
Well, you mentioned Peter Kelly, and I mean, he's not, you and him are not totally different. I mean, started online wholesale businesses at a young age, and kind of eventually, you know, sold them to, you know, eventually what became the same company. How has he been kind of a mentor to you in terms of helping you guide this business through growth?
Well, you nailed it on the head, right? Peter and I, our paths are very, very similar.
Yeah.
You know, he was on the commercial side building OpenLane, mm-hmm. and Backlot Cars on the dealer side. But, you know, he's been excellent. I mean, coming in and helping me understand how to drive some of the strategy, pull in all the assets to help us drive growth, and really just being a sounding board. So, you know, he has a very cool, calm, and collected demeanor, and he's a great executor and operator. And so, you know, anytime you have an opportunity to learn from someone like that, it's been really awesome. And then it doesn't stop there. Again, there's so many people within CAR that have created something. And so, again, it's almost like, when we met, I was going through an incubator accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like that again at Car Global, that we have this innovation coming in and ideas are colliding, and it's just really fun.
Yeah. I mean, so many of the companies within the Car Global space were former startups that were, you know, tech companies that kind of came together in as part of this. And obviously one of those was that Carr recently bought was CarWave. So where do you see kind of, as you guys integrate your technologies, where do you see some complementary areas between the two, your companies?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, I mean, it's all about hypothesis testing and like studying the data to be able to sort of combine these things and make a really, really great solution. And so with regards to CarWave, I mean, essentially as soon as the deal closed, we just put it all out on the table. Mm-hmm. We said, hey, what's the best that you're doing? What's the best that we're doing? How can we combine these things? What does the data show? Also, what do our dealers say? What do they really love? And, you know, again, the dollars that we just invested in our new inspection and our new policy to build more buyer confidence, this is a hybrid and really the best of both worlds of backlog cars and CarWave.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we think about future innovations on our platform and combining these platforms in the sales, you should see more of that innovation. So we're really, really excited. It's, again, awesome that you can continue to learn from others. Yeah. And then you sort of, you know, reimagine what the future is going to be for our backlog cars platform.
Yeah. Well, last question before I let you go here, what are some kind of next steps, you know, as we head into the second quarter of the year here for backlog cars?
It's continuing to stay focused on our mission. I mean, I hate to sound like a broken record, but, you know, again, we got to keep our ears to the ground, listen to our dealers, hear what the needs are. I mean, it's crazy out there right now. And so, again, we're going to continue to innovate. You know, again, there's a lot of work to be, you know, done between us and CarWave on pulling these platforms together to create a really, really great solution. So that's what we're excited about. We're also excited, again, leaning further into private marketplace, allowing our franchise dealers to buy risk-free on our platform. We're super excited about that offering. And, you know, there's more to come, too.
Very good. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. My thanks to Justin Davis and the team at Backlot Cars. And for our squad, I'm Joe Over.
At Sopra Banking Software, we've been busy hustling away to bring super fresh, cool, and awesome innovation to the auto finance market. Our enterprise floor plan solution is still the best of its kind, but did you know you can now get SFP wholesale in a full and true software as a service solution delivered in a matter of weeks? And did you know you can manage your risk portfolio with no physical auditor? Drop by our website, soprabanking.com, to find out more.